Everyone here this morning, welcome to this part of the service. It's been good to be here. It's been a blessing. And glad for our visitors that are here and those that made it back. And those that haven't been here for a while, it's good to have you here. As I was thinking I was blessed this morning with the thought of blessing that we had in the Sunday school. The blessing that Ruth was, and is thinking about, I want to talk a little bit about being a blessing this morning. And I was reflecting the other day about this summer, and you know, this week is the week for school enrollment meeting. We're there already. Where did the summer go? How many of you have had a relaxing summer? Just went real, it's just really good. Nice, cool weather some of the time, till today. And I was thinking about reflecting back on my own, and it seems like it's just too busy. There's just too many things going. And am I a blessing? Are we able to do what God wants us to do? If you turn me to Genesis chapter 12, just the first couple of verses there, we have the Lord talking to Abraham. Genesis 12, verse 1 says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." So that's a blessing that goes down through time. That's a blessing that can be, should be, affecting each one of us today. And we know that in the greater way there, he's talking about the coming of Christ and the blessing that brought. You know, if we're living in the new dispensation, living in the period of grace. The summary that God says there to Abraham and is given to every one of his children, you know, that's the goal that God has for us. Not only that, but the power that carries us to that goal and the place where that power is found. Be a blessing. And that's what God called Abraham to be, and that's what he calls every one of his children to be. That's his desire for every child of his. You know, the blessings that God gives his people are not for us to hoard. But his desire is that we would further communicate those blessings, his blessings, to those around us. You know, God himself is love. And we heard a lot of good verses this morning in the Sunday school devotion. You know, love doesn't seek itself. You know, Ruth was very selfless and very, she was genuinely looking out for Naomi's good. Orpha had good intent, but She didn't follow through with it. 1 Corinthians 13:4 says, "Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things." So seeketh not her own. When Christ's love fills us, it will seek others. That love will reach out, seek others through us. Romans 12:1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." A living sacrifice, a blessing to others, reasonable service. It only makes sense because of what was done for us. You know, the Christian has received so great a blessing that it should be his greatest desire that all may find that blessing and be blessed. Ephesians 1:3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." You know, God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. those blessings that he promised Abraham, I will bless thee. There were no maybes there. He says, I will. There were some conditions that went along with that promise. And these same conditions hold true for every child of God. If you want God's blessing, desire to be a blessing, we're going to desire to pass that on to others. You know, if we look back when Jesus walked this earth, when he touched somebody, when he healed somebody, how many of those were quiet? Some of them he told, and I don't quite understand that exactly, why he told them not to tell anybody, but they didn't do it. They couldn't do that. They had to reach out. It just flowed out through them. They wanted other people to find what they had. You know, the blessings that God gives have the power to multiply. Ephesians 3:17 says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, that's not something we can have of ourselves. That's not the power we can have in ourselves, but it's through Christ. It was impossible in the Old Testament to live by the law. But the New Covenant, we can have Christ in us, the hope of glory. You know, what did God ask of Abraham there? He said, get thee out of thy country and thy father's house. God asked him to leave what was dear to him. You know, God also asked us to depart, to separate from the life of nature, and the old nature and the flesh, that old Adam that we were born with. And it's offering up something that is difficult to give. It's not something that comes easy. It's losing a sense of control in our own life and giving it to God. He said, go to a land that I will show thee, out of the old life into the new life, where he alone is your guide. A life where God can have me, where he can have you, holy for himself, where we walk only on the promises of God, a life of faith, of trust. To be blessed and to be a blessing, we must leave our homeland, the life of the world, the ways of the flesh, and enter into a new life, the life of the Spirit, the life of the fellowship with God, the life that he desires to fill us with. You know, Christ is a true and only great fountain of blessing. It's only as we have him in our hearts that we can be a blessing to others. And to actually be in that position where we can bless others, we have to allow him to bless us. You know, what a blessing it is to be around those that are truly on fire for Christ, vibrant, faces radiating his love. You know, when his Spirit has permeated our hearts, his love will radiate. Gossip, malice, all those vices that tear down will cease to be. Instead, we'll be a blessing. Full surrender, giving ourselves to prayer is a must if we want Christ to have full possession of our heart and life. Did Abraham ever regret that he went out in faith, allowing God to have control of his life? You know, there were times in his life that he took things into his own hands and they didn't turn out so well. They caused him lots of grief and hardship, and they brought reproach. But when he followed God's leading completely, fully surrendered, he was never disappointed. Hebrews 11:8 says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac, Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You know, these promises were fulfilled in Abraham because of his obedience. He separated himself from his father's house because of his walk and fellowship with God. And he wasn't ashamed to build an altar and to pitch his tent. How often are we ashamed or fearful to take a stand? It's easier to go along with the crowd. Instead of portraying Christ, we walk by on the other side. Or we remain silent when we should speak out for Christ. Or maybe we even join in when we should be reprimanding. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Isaiah 58:10. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Let's bow our heads for prayer.